a set of about 10,000 applications from, you know, financial sector, from the software industry, you know, commercial software vendors, and the government sector. And we looked at we tested them all, and we looked for the kind of vulnerabilities that are in them. And we found that the government apps actually fared the worst out of all the different sectors. They had more vulnerabilities, and they had more of the sort of the high-risk ones that, you know, hackers are going after.
When you say vulnerabilities, talk a little more specifically about the kinds of vulnerabilities and what they mean for the agencies that are producing them and for the people that are trying to use them.
Sure. So, you know, I think the largest area of vulnerabilities we found were in, you know, web applications where, you know, you might be connecting to a government website, to, you know, like the Veterans Administration, or, you know, to the FAA, to, you know, if you're a pilot and you want to look up some information. So these kind of applications have lots of private data back there. And obviously identity theft is a big deal, and you don't want people manipulating that data. And we found that the types of vulnerabilities that let attackers get at that data behind those web applications were a lot more prevalent in the government apps than in, say, you know, finance, for instance.
Did you look at why that was? Is it the construction of the app? Is it the platforms on which they're available? Is it something else?
It's really the way the apps are constructed. It's the way they're programmed. You know, it's the programming languages that are selected. It's the education of the programmers who are building the applications. That all goes into how resilient the app ends up to attackers.
What if I'm an app developer at a federal agency, or I'm in charge of a team of app developers, and I'm sitting down with you and saying, "How do I build around this vulnerability?" What are you gonna? How are you? Where's that conversation gonna start?
So it really starts with, you know, they have to have some training in secure coding. That's one of the problems is most programmers come out of school, they start developing, they develop for 10 years, they become experienced developers, and they don't know anything about how hackers are attacking, you know, websites. They just don't learn that. So, you know, the first thing is to get an awareness of how these attacks happen. And then it's to understand how to design the application so that it's less likely that these attacks happen, and then how to test the applications to make sure these types of vulnerabilities in there. I mean, one of the ways to test is to, you know, basically pretend you're an attacker and try to attack the application. And that's one of the things we do at Veracode. We do this dynamic web scanning, which scans the web app for these vulnerabilities to be present.
Is there one element of some of those things that you just talked about that the other sectors are doing well that caused them to fare better than the government sector?
I think the financial sector has a more you know, programmatic approach to security with their applications. They make sure that before that application goes live up on the website and people can connect to it, that they pass it through a testing process. And so the government is starting to do that, and they're starting to do that, but I think it's just lagging. I think they're lagging some of the things that the other industry sectors are doing.
When you say the government sector's starting to do that, you kind of take me the direction I wanted to go next, and that was, are you getting a sense that this is an improving situation, or is this a situation where things are kind of sitting still, or maybe even where this is going the wrong direction?
Well, you know, I'd like to say it's going in the right direction. I think we see more activity as far as trying to secure the apps, but we actually saw that where the industry as a whole there was a slight decline in the number of vulnerabilities in the apps. Like the industry as a whole was getting slightly better. The government was flat. So over the last 2 years, we've kind of seen not much of an improvement.
What has to happen quickly for some kind of improvement, do you think?
Well, I think one of the challenges with the government is that it takes some sort of, you know, legislation that will then, you know, give requirements and then, you know, feed budget cycles, right? If something's not budgeted, it's just not going to happen. It only gets budgeted if it's a requirement to do. So that's a much longer cycle in the government. It takes years for things to change, like talking earlier about, you know, making some changes to FISMA. You know, the last, you know, changes were many years ago, and the attackers changed the way they're checking things quite quickly. If people start putting up firewalls, they figure out how to get around firewalls. People start using antivirus, they figure out a way to get around antivirus. And now attackers have circumvented most of the required technologies like firewalls and antivirus with the way they're attacking, and attacking web apps is one way to do it. So I think there needs to be a faster pace where the government is looking at the threat space, they're looking at how attacks are working, and then, you know, maybe on an annual basis updating the things that are requirements for the different agencies to do.